and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Yes, there is another episode of Fool's Daily.
We have had a hiatus because
we have had our
of
hiatus.
Real life situations and things.
Yeah, we've been busy.
Yeah. And we're not organised enough to have a backlog. Apart from every now and then.
We were, but we used it all up.
Yeah. And then the backlog manager, the Fool's Daily backlog manager, wrote to us and said we've gone overdrawn.
Yeah. He was very cross.
He was.
Very cross indeed. But we are back today.
Or tomorrow, or whenever you hear this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it won't be today. It won't be today. It'll probably be Monday. This will probably be a Monday, I would think.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Hobby blockage.
Yeah, we were just talking off air, gentle listener, about...
And rough listeners. You always alienate.
No, I don't.
You always alienate the rough listeners.
I don't like the rough listeners. They tear you up.
We're talking about meh stuff.
What, and stuff and feeling.
Yeah, must be the time of year.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I mean, you come into the new year, you're all enthused with your hobby resolutions and stuff. And then you get into the dark days of February and you go, ugh.
So, I've got too many things to do and it's stopping me doing anything. And then there's the things that I do I'm not necessarily going to enjoy. I'd like to play a new Malifaux crew for some reason. Even though I enjoy Yan Lo, I'd like to just have a little bit of a change. You know, like when you get new stuff.
Yeah.
New toys to play. But then I've got this McCabe stuff here and I need to put it on bases. But I suppose it will get it off the table at that point rather than it lying here gathering dust. And there's some zombies here, the iron zombies and the valedictorium. They need to be based.
So is it all... Is all your blockage modelling then?
Yeah, because it then stops me, because I've got that on in the back of my mind, it's stopping me painting as well. But it doesn't stop me building. For instance, the Wrath of King stuff has been... We have Wrath of King stuff.
We do.
And you've built all your...
All my Greetsy, yeah.
Yep, and I have built 6 models.
Cool. What 6?
I don't know what they're called. I've got 2 union bosses.
Okay, so that's 2 leaders.
Oh, look. I'm trying to work towards
We should do a show. We should save the Wrath of Kings stuff. And we should just do a discussion about Wrath
of
Kings.
Yes, we'll do that anyway. But yeah. But I have the Zalak, which is a specialist. And I have... 2 union bosses. I'm a bit disappointed with them.
Well, don't say now.
Because one's got a baby on the back and the other one hasn't.
Oh dear.
And then I've got the Galvanic Defender. What an awesome model that is. The bloke on the crazy rabid hair thing.
Oh, okay.
And then I've built 2 different piggies, 2 different union workers. But they...
All right.
And... I'm building bases up as I'm going along for those. So we're going back to the blockage thing. So I'll build up a few of them. Then I'll spend a little bit of time doing some melee putting and stamping it, the base, and they're done. So all I have to do is roll out a little bit extra melee putt and do a couple of the Malifaux figures at the same time. So that's all I have to do. Cause then it will artificially disguise the task.
Yeah.
I've been playing a couple of games of Relic Knights and I really want to paint them, and I want to paint them quickly. Just using a little bit of blue or OSLE type stuff, a bit of metal.
See, as soon as you start talking OSLE stuff, then you're not really painting quickly, are you?
Well, no, it's just putting a wash into a line, really, or a bit of blue paint into a line to make it look like an energy weapon. So there might be a little bit of overspill to give an illusion of OSL, but I don't want to spend a lot of time on them because they are predominantly black. So let's just add some colour to make them look not only black, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But then I want to play another crew, and I'm sort of looking at McCabe, and even though I was like all enthused about it earlier, I'm thinking, well, what do I actually want to play? And I've got this urge to play something with a big gribbly in it. So we start going down the Rasputina route, and then I thought, well, I love Rezzers, so perhaps I should just make Tara up, and that's that.
Well, that would be good.
Because it's got the big nothing beast in it, isn't it?
That would be good.
So I think that's where I'll go with that. And I think, do you know what? It's like a therapy session, these podcasts, for me sometimes. I have a means forward for basing the Malifaux stuff that's there, just taking up room. But I've got to do things in this order. I'm so bloody OCD over things.
Well, we were discussing before I pressed record, weren't we? That the reason that I've got all of my Wrath of Kings stuff based and glued together and stuff is that... Oh, no, it's based as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because I sent you the bases, didn't I?
You sent me the bases, and so I drilled holes for all the existing pegs, and they're all stuck there.
So you're doing something now. I can hear a paintbrush going.
I am. I'll come on to that. But... So, I mean, I haven't cleaned up... I mean, apart from the sprue lines, I haven't cleaned up many of the mould lines. But then, to be fair, on the Wrath of Kings stuff, there are very little mould lines.
There's a little bit of slippage, I've noticed. Well, we're not meant to talk about Wrath of Kings stuff.
No, we're not. So, anyway, that's how I managed to build mine. But you're right, I've been hobby-blocked as well. And I've been hobby-blocked, again, around Malifaux. I've been building... stuff. I've been building Epic, and I've done been doing a lot of designing for bendy boards for our new range of Prohibition buildings.
Yeah, so you've been throwing yourself into something on the computer, essentially, which doesn't need... Well, it does need effort, but it's
not the same thing.
Yeah.
And so I've been decidedly unenthused by Malifaux as well. I've had models on the desk to paint, and I've been going, I can't be bothered, and I can just play with what I've got painted already and things. And then there was a tournament at the weekend that I went to, and the first thing I said, it was organized by Dave Brown. The first thing I said to Dave Brown when I got there was, if you've got odd numbers, I'll just drop out, because I just wasn't
in the mood.
I wasn't feeling playing it. I mean, I came very close to just not even going. Just saying to the lads, you know what?
But that could be down to personal stuff as well.
Well, no, I don't think it was. I think it was just, I'm not feeling it. I'm just not into the thing. And so I got there, and there were odd numbers. So I dropped out of the tournament, and I played a couple of effectively demo games. One with one of the members of staff, and then another guy who'd just got into Malifaux. And I really enjoyed it. And the not playing bit has massively enthused me to play.
Yeah.
So I've got another tournament this weekend, or the weekend just gone after when people actually hear this. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. And it's fully painted, and... need some extra models to get the pool that I want to use. And so I'm sitting while we're recording this, I am painting, and I haven't painted for ages, but I'm sitting, and I'm just putting base coats on.
But you're enjoying it.
But I'm enjoying it. I'm getting, I am making progress.
So if I have to paint, I have to go through this ritual of cleaning my painting desk again, because I haven't used it for such a long time. It's got a load of dust on it, and as you know, dust and painting don't really mix. So I will have to clean the desk. And it gets on my nerves, so there's another blockage there.
Now, I have been sticking to my hobby resolution.
Have you?
I have. If new figures come into the house, then they're getting based. I mean, that was another reason for getting all the Gorizzi stuff together. Is, you know, my hobby resolution is to get everything painted. Get everything based and undercoated. And so to keep on top of that, you know, when I've got a big Kickstarter coming in with a shed load of figures.
Okay, that'll explain the urge for the Wrath of Kings to a certain extent then.
Yeah, so as I say, they're all based. I've got you know.
Excuse the rusting, I'm doing milliputting at the moment.
That's right. See, I've got them stuck together. When I was going to undercoat them today, but it's pouring with rain, so I shall go and spray them.
Do you know where I put the box? Oh, there it is.
But then I had another figure come in yesterday. An eBay purchase.
Was this the rather expensive eBay purchase?
It wasn't. Well, it's not the most expensive eBay purchase of figures I've ever made. It wasn't cheap. But it's an old Iliad Miniatures Troll.
Yes,
it's huge. It's to the top of the club is probably 6 inches. I mean, it's massive.
That's big.
Oh yeah, it's a big model.
Do they still not do them any? They not do them.
No, they're long OOP. But I've wanted that particular model for a while, and I saw it on eBay, and I thought, yeah, and it was from a French seller because Iliad was a French company, and I thought, yeah, he's got a good reputation, so let's try it out. And the model came, and it's a gorgeous model. It's obviously been in the sun because the resin is slightly discolored.
Yep.
And I thought to start with it was a recast, but the detail's just far too sharp for it to be a recast. So I've got that's all based. Again, it needs undercoating, but I've got my little monster open war comp.
You've got your monster. Open,
I have got a monster. What's that coming over the hill? I've got my little monster based open combat warband, and it's only 5 figures.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all big, chunky, you know, 50 mil based models, but I want to get them painted up. So they're going to end up on the painting queue relatively quickly, I think. Probably, I've got one figure to paint for this weekend's Malifaux tournament, and then they're all done.
What are you taking?
I'm taking McMorning as Guild.
Okay.
So the model that I've got to paint is a Pathfinder. And all that's left, what's left of him to do, is gun and lamp, basically. Has got to get colours on him.
That's easy.
Yeah. Oh no, I'll get him done. Then I have to paint about 6 more epic models, and then that's the enforced painting done sort of thing.
So have you got Q1 goals that you're trying to achieve as well then?
Well, yeah, because I want to get...
for April, sorry, isn't it? Yeah, for the epic event.
Yeah, there's the April event on the 10th or whatever it is, 10th or 11th.
See, I actually looked at my goals and I thought, do you know what? I'm not even going to achieve any. Well, I might. I think the Wrath of Kings stuff is on there. If it comes, I'm going to try and build them. So to try and get a game in. But
yeah, well, I've got games of that next month. Wrath of Kings.
Woo-hoo.
So again, I had to have it all built for then. But the only thing that's not based is the 80 millimeter based big monster thing. Because obviously the company that I bought the bases from don't make an 80 mil one.
Yeah.
So I will actually have to get some green stuff out and sculpt one. Or I'll just laser cut one. Which, to be fair, is more likely. But yeah, so I've been modelling. It's the game inside I haven't been doing. And I don't know why. I don't know what.
Do you know what? I think sometimes you just need a rest, possibly, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I went, because we went Games Club a couple of weeks ago. We played attack wing.
Yeah, I saw that. So you didn't essentially play any proper tabletop miniatures as such, did you?
No. So we played attack wing, and it was done in an hour, and I got incredibly frustrated with it because I've not really played it, so I don't really have a clue what's going on.
Yeah.
And I just got blown away.
Don't ever go to an organised play event, then.
No.
Because you probably just won't enjoy it at all.
No, I have no interest in playing that sort of game at organised play. But I enjoyed playing the game. I just got frustrated with getting blown away, and I would have stopped a lot earlier and probably re-racked.
Yeah. But your opponent wants.
No, Rebecca wants to carry on. She was with me, so she wants to carry on, so she carried on. But I did go out and then buy a load of Borg ships.
Is that why you've got the big one, then?
Yes.
You can't play with that, though, can you?
Yeah. It's 88 points. So you have that and the captain and an upgrade.
They are quite tough.
Oh, apparently the big one is
super tough,
completely OP. So it should fit in perfectly with me. But I'm playing those games the other day at the tournament, and just being in the tournament scene really enthused me again. So that's I think it always comes down to the same thing. Playing games is what gets you enthused to do, because unless you're there's very few people who absolutely love painting and modelling.
Yeah, because it's a necessity, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate it. I think I do a relatively good job of it. It's a means to an end, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoy it while I'm doing it. It's hard to get across. I enjoy it while I'm doing it, but if I didn't have to do it, it wouldn't.
If you had the option for pre-paint, good pre-paints, for instance, it would be.
Yes. Well, it's why I'm thinking of getting rid of all of my Super Dungeon Explorer.
Yep.
Including the Kickstarter stuff that hasn't even come yet.
For
Crossmaster Quest.
Yep.
Because the Crossmaster Quest figures, you know, they're the same sorts of figures. They are decent pre-paints. Why wouldn't I?
Yep, exactly right.
And I don't know what's in Crossmaster Quest. I don't, you know, monster wise and things, but why? Why bother? I've got all my Super Dungeon Explorer stuff painted. I basically gave away I traded a load of old Warhammer armies that I had for
painting. Yep.
So mine's all painted, but I would still, you know, when the new stuff comes, it won't be painted, and why bother? So I should probably get rid of, but you know, it's there are lots of interesting small games that don't require that much painting. I mean, you know, Open Combat is going to be 5 models, and I've got my fistful of Kung Fu stuff that I want to paint up a couple of crews for. And again, it's only 7 or 8 models.
Yep.
And then it's not like 7 or 8 models in a Malifaux crew and then you're done.
Because you're never done, really, with Malifaux.
And I'm not in Malifaux, but in Fistful of Kung Fu, you are.
Yes.
You know, that's it. But I also did take the plunge on Sunday after talking to people and bought a new Malifaux Master.
Oh, what did you buy?
I bought Levy.
Ooh. Reason or not? Because of the play style or?
There's a couple of things. One, we'd sort of stayed away from getting Levy locally because one of our guys was going to get him and then didn't. And he is, you know, to get experience against him would be useful for folks. And the other thing is, the way that I play McMorning, I don't use many constructs. Constructs don't really appeal to McMorning. Amalgamations of flesh and machinery do. but not pure robots and things. And so I'm thinking of, with Levy, that I'm going to use some of the cool constructs that are around. So, you know, a Teddy or a Howard, those sorts of models. Because with one of his upgrades, he can take any construct from any non-Gremlin faction.
Yep.
And I don't see him played like that very often. Most people seem to go down the undead route.
So this is a potential hobby project thing.
It is definitely a hobby project thing. I have based him the same way as McMorning is based, so that because there are certain models that cross over, the flesh constructs because they're constructs.
Is that the word constructs in there?
It gives you away, doesn't it? But other models that I'm going to get, things like Ryle, works with him, and things like the Necropunks, because again they're constructs rather than the undead
bit. Like the new looking ones, they look good.
Oh, they do look lovely, don't they? So I'm looking forward to trying him out. So again, he's all glued together and based up. I'll undercoat him up. I think the other thing on Malifaux that's been blocking me, though, is that in our local games, I've been doing some playtesting.
Oh, with the...
The Wave 3 stuff. And I've been playing McMorning as a Resurrectionist. And I've really been enjoying that. But I don't have the models to take that sort of build out to the tournament scene. And so in the tournament scene, I've been playing him as Guild, and I've sort of been, he's not quite as good, and sort of thing. So,
well, he's different, isn't he? It's
different. It's one of the, so it's, you know, it's one of those mental block things, but.
It's because you've got an image in your mind of.
Yeah.
McMorning the Rezza.
Yes.
And, it's different, basically.
It is different. Is different. I shall just have to force myself. But yeah, so I think tournaments are acting as laxative, I think.
Well, I obviously went to SmogCon as well, but that's another episode.
That is. Well, I think we should, you know, we have unblocked, or we've talked about, we've unburdened ourselves, shall we say.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned.
You've always sinned. You've been sinning for the 20 years I've known you.
Maybe I have. Shall we?
No, you have. There's no doubt about it. So, I think that's probably it for this episode.
Yes. Thank you, listener, for listening to our...
Let's unburden ourselves.
Yes. And if you want to unburden yourself, please feel free to record something and unburden yourself.
Yeah, it would be lovely. But until the next unburdening, I've been Mike.
And I've been Conrad.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're @fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.